Hello and welcome everybody to Nerdy Boys Reviews. We are your hosts. I'm Nerdy Boy Scott.
And I'm Nerdy Boy Christian.
This is your weekly nerd podcast where we give you an overview of everything nerdy that happened in weeks in movies, comics, television, and news. We tell you what it all means and why you should be excited about it. Spoiler warning, if you've not watched the latest and greatest in television and or movies, pause this podcast, go watch it. Join us again for the fun. Explicit content warning, we'll be cussing and stuff, so if that's not your thing, go fuck yourself.
Word.
And let's ride out the beat with the fist pump.
Bum, 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 bum. Yeah, so on this podcast, we'll be talking about Wizard World. Also, some news.
Sick. So yeah. If you didn't catch that, Wizard World Comic Con is this weekend, and you know the Nerdy Boys are there.
Yeah.
So we gotta tell you, you know, piece by piece what's happening. We'll kind of be doing it in segments, but all in one podcast. So it'll make sense later. Yeah. Basically, what we're gonna do is we're gonna record today's Friday. We're gonna record what kind of happened today, what we expect to happen tomorrow on Saturday, our main day. And then, you know, we're gonna have like a little intermission kind of music going on, and then our reaction to that, you know, so it's going to be a podcast that we're recording over the weekend.
Yeah.
It'll all make sense. Don't
it's
worry,
an adventure.
Guys. It's an adventure. It's like story time to next level.
Yeah. So today, we attended Wizard World. Day one.
Day one.
Last year, we arrived like 3 hours early and stood in line for 3 hours.
So
today,
so
we
arrived.
So
this is like the pilot episode, essentially.
Yeah.
For Wizard World.
Yeah. So today, we arrived 30 minutes early.
30 minutes early.
And still like, stood in line with some ADHD kid right behind us.
Yeah, dude.
And
like his freaking like super hot moms. I don't know. There's two ladies. Yeah. So I was confused. I was like, oh, okay, what's going on here?
Yeah. So today we kind of just got acquainted with the venue, kept being told we're in the way and we couldn't go over there or over there.
We were trying to check out the entire venue, not just the vendors and stuff. We were trying to find out exactly where all the exhibit halls were for the panels tomorrow. But they were like, oh, this hallway is closed. And I was like, fuck yourself.
And you're like, dude, you know you're not getting paid to tell us this, right? You're just like volunteering to be a dick.
Exactly. You're fucking crushing the dreams of all nerds around.
So, yeah, we were looking around and just looked at some comic books and some people being twats and stuff. And didn't really buy anything except I bought some Daredevil earrings.
Yeah, pretty dope little earrings that he got. I was pretty stoked to see them.
Yeah. Tomorrow we'll be doing some other stuff, but we'll talk about that in a little bit. But as far as today, nothing really too exciting happened.
I guess like the highlight was really they had like a little service kind of thing where the main actors and actresses of, you know, today would go on and introduce and kind of tell us the story about, they were mainly Air Force military personnel, but our military, and, you know, introduce them. And, you know, the crowd would, like, clap for them and cheer for them. And, you know, just it was really cool experience. And they would give them a Captain America shield, like, symbolizing that they're the true heroes in this world. And I completely agree.
Yeah, so some of the presenters included Herschel.
Yeah, the Scott Wilson, the guy that plays Herschel in Walking Dead. Yeah.
Billy Boyd from The Lord of the Rings, he played Pippin. And the Big Show, who was one of the big ones.
Yes, the Big Show from, you might remember him from, like, WWF or WWE Wrestling.
Yeah, he's been
wrestling.
There forever.
Yeah, so. I know his first name's, like, Paul something. I don't know his actual, like, Paul something or other. Yeah. I forget his last name.
And then there were a couple of other presenters that I was unfamiliar with.
Dean Cain, of course, we know him from Superman and a lot of other things. He's been in a whole bunch of stuff.
Indeed.
It's cool to see him. And, oh, God, for the life of me, I can't remember this guy's name. But I know he's been in a lot of stuff, too.
Right.
He's also been in The Walking Dead.
Is he, like,
the
redhead guy?
Yeah, yeah.
Like
with
the
like
mustache.
Yeah, like the Fu Manchu kind of mustache going on. Yeah, it was pretty sweet. He was in Prison Break, dude. I just remember that.
Was he?
Yeah, he didn't have a beard then, though.
Oh, okay.
And he was like a little, newbie cop that got killed.
Gotcha.
I remember.
So, yeah, that was, like, the coolest thing that went on. It's kind of touching. We had our hometown hero, Mr. Stone.
Yes.
What was he famous for?
He was famous for, like, in the middle of combat, he, or, like, I don't fuck, dude. I want to say he's, like, in the middle of combat, maybe. Or maybe it was like a terrorist attack of some sort.
I thought he did something. Oh, he was in. Wasn't he one of the guys who helped in Paris during the terror attacks?
I don't know. No. I just know like the main details of the situation. Basically, he was injured very, very badly, like stabbed and shot and stuff. And there was another guy that was like shot in the neck, and basically he saved his life by like applying pressure to the wound and stuff like that, and he saved this guy's life, and he got like a lot of different medals, like the Purple Heart, one of the most prestigious thing. Like, I don't think he got the Medal of Honor, of course. Pretty hard to get that.
Right.
Not saying he's not deserving, of course, because he probably is. Honestly.
Yeah, it was great. Then, well, they had like this old guy talking.
I didn't know who he was.
I wasn't sure, but whoever was working sound didn't do very good because like he wasn't talking to the mic, so they should have turned him up.
Yeah.
So we could hear him, because nobody could really hear him.
Yeah, he's like he kind of talked for like a while too, and you really couldn't hear him. He wasn't talking at the mic, and he's an older gentleman, so
right.
I don't really know.
Right. Yeah. As far as like celebrities, like the ones that we just mentioned were there. There wasn't much else in the way of celebrities there. There were a lot of comic artists and writers there, selling very expensive things.
Yeah, there was like the artist from Gargoyles there, which was
the
pretty,
creator, yeah, Greg Wiseman, right?
Yeah, that's what I meant.
And he'd worked on all those shows, X-Men from the 90s and Spider-Man and all that stuff. Yeah, he did a great job.
He's rather famous, if you know that sort of thing.
Right.
I mean, it was interesting, to say the least, day one. It was, in a way, kind of underwhelming.
Yeah.
I expected a lot more. Like, I guess it's because we've never actually been to a day one.
Well, we did last year.
No. We didn't go day one.
Mm-hmm.
Are you sure?
Yeah. We went Friday, Saturday last year.
I guess I just don't remember. Either way, there really wasn't a whole lot of people there. I mean, there kind of was, but not like, you know, what you're kind of used to, packed wall to wall.
Right.
Not a whole lot of cosplayers. There's like one cool cosplayer or like
yeah,
maybe
there
like
were a couple, but not enough for us to get pictures with them or anything.
Yeah.
The only pictures we really got were of like the ceremony thing we were watching.
Yeah.
And I posted those on Facebook. They'll be posted momentarily on other things.
Yeah. So. Twitter and Instagram.
Yep. And our website.
We'll be definitely striving for more pictures tomorrow with more cosplayers, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, we just didn't really run into many. Like a lot of them, like either we didn't know who they were, or I don't know, dude. And so I was like, I don't want to take pictures with people I don't know.
Right.
You know, there was like this cool kid one, but like, I feel very uncomfortable going up to a kid and asking them if I could take a picture with them.
Right.
That's just like weird to me. I'm like, I don't know.
That
That's
is
awkward.
Creepy on a different level, I guess. So
yeah. And I didn't see like a parent in sight that I could ask for their permission, you know, and like give them a reason why exactly I wanted to take a picture with their child.
Give me a picture.
But yeah, we're rather excited because we have a lot of panels to go to. Tomorrow we have a pretty big schedule to attend. Our family is also going with us. Christian's sister's mom and our nephew is all going with us, so it should be fun. Something I noticed that I found was like pretty interesting, especially because it's so current events,
mm-hmm.
with the whole gun control movement and stuff, you know, are you for it, against it, whatever, and we're not going to go into that, but what I found interesting, especially with the attack in Orlando just happening, is I've never seen this before. You know, they have like the metal detectors usually, but it's usually just like regular security doing it. They had like armed cops at the front door, like
they had,
with bulletproof vests.
They
on
had
them.
Armed cops with bulletproof vests at a lot of places, like exits and entrances and all over the venue.
Yeah, so. Like there was a lot more in attendance than I've ever noticed at one of these events. I've been to quite a few now. I mean, still rather new, but it's still, I find it interesting that I'm glad that they're taking these precautions so something terrible like that doesn't happen.
Right.
Because, I mean, I was talking to Christian about it, and I was like, how long do we think before, you know, God forbid, a situation does occur where they don't allow cosplaying weapons in anymore.
Right. Yeah, and I don't think it'll happen until some event or something forces it to happen. But it very well could happen in the future where life like swords, like the ones that they sell there, aren't allowed in anymore. Guns that look real aren't allowed anymore. Things like that.
Yeah,
like,
they'll have to go through like extensive like searches through those guns to make sure that there's nothing, whether regardless if they're like real or not, like whether or not they can potentially fire a real projectile. Because I actually seen like a video today where there's a guy that made like a homemade gun like from like a PVC metal pipe and stuff, and like he put like a shotgun shell in it, screwed it in, and like pulled the trigger and it literally fired. And I was like, what the fuck, dude? This is scary, man. People are thinking of new ways to bring in weapons and stuff, and I was like, this is gonna get out of control, especially with a place like this with thousands of people here.
Right. I think they did a good job, honestly, the security, like,
yeah, I was
like
super
the fact
happy
that they have like the metal detectors and things like that. Like, it's very hard to get something past them, first
of all.
Yeah,
exactly.
But I mean, it's like it's not impossible still, so
yeah. I honestly, if I was them, I would do a 2-point security check. I would do it when at the front door and then when you go into the exhibit hall. I would do it both times. It sounds excessive,
but let's
be real. In a day and age where we live, this is something that may be needed nowadays.
Right. The practicality of it sounds hard because it's like people do go in and out all day through the exhibit halls.
Well,
I mean, that could be the argument for it, is like, how do we know they're not picking something up from someone when they? But I mean, if they have to go back in through the front door after going out, like, in whatever, but that's not always the case. It's you only get scanned when you go to get your ticket, so, or like pick up your wristbands and everything. So you're not getting scanned like with a metal detector every time you come back in the building.
Exactly.
So it's like you can go pick something up from someone on the street, come back in, and do whatever you want, honestly. So it's very difficult, but it is possible. And I'm glad that, you know, that they're taking the extra steps to make sure it doesn't happen.
Yeah, I'm definitely happy with that. Another cool thing that happened, I mean, nobody's really going to care, but I mean, made me happy. It kind of made my day. You know, one of my childhood friends, like through middle school and high school and stuff, I ran into his parents and like it was a good time. I got to chat with them, you know, give out hugs because, you know, they're a pretty big influence on me through those years. And it was just cool to see them. It's always nice when you run into people who you haven't seen in a while and you just truly genuinely care about you and you care about them, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was pretty cool. But that was pretty much it. We just kind of walked around, and there was some cool stuff, but like a lot of overpriced stuff for sure.
Right. And not even all the exhibitors were there yet. And
Yeah, dude. That was an interesting thing, too, that we seen like a lot of, like, the amount of vendors there have shrunk down quite a bit.
Right. And I don't know if it's Scott proposed maybe that they raise their vendor prices because of the big loss they had last year. And so,
in case you guys didn't tune in for that podcast, there was a news article that came out where Wizard World, due to their aggressive moves, kind
of expansion and all that.
Yeah, expansions and kind of partnerships that they did with Con TV and stuff, they lost a ton of money, guys.
We didn't see them today.
Yeah, we didn't see Con TV today. I was pretty glad about that, to be honest with you, because they were fucking in your face annoying last time. And I was pretty glad that they weren't there, because I feel like they kind of took away a little bit from the experience. I felt like something like that is kind of more of like a sideshow thing that really kind of...
It was a distraction.
Yeah, it was a distraction, you know, more than anything. anyways.
Yeah, and when they were there last year, I mentioned something about how it seemed like a bad move, you know?
Yeah.
And when I read the headline that they lost so much money, I was like, oh, this is partially because of that Con TV deal. And that was a huge loss, like $50 million or something they lost.
Like, okay, so usually there's not as many artists pushed up. They actually had a section in the middle of the exhibit hall for gaming. That's never been there before.
Yeah, that was weird.
There was literally, there used to be 5 aisles, so there's 5 aisles, about maybe 13 or so vendors per aisle each side, give or take. This year, there was 3 aisles, maybe 10 per aisle. It's a noticeable difference in the vendor size.
Yeah.
For sure.
This year, there are a max of about 40 exhibitors.
And I wonder why. And the only thing that can come to mind is they had to have raised the prices for these vendors to come. It's free promotion. It's free selling. Like, I mean, what more do you want? Like, we notice a lot. I mean, dude, there's usually like 3-4 of those weapon sellers. Like,
yeah, there's only one, I think. Or
no,
two.
There's two. Yeah. There's two in the entire thing.
But last year, like, they had like the lightsaber exhibitors. Like, there's none of that this year.
Yeah, dude, there was like hardly any of that stuff. There was like maybe a couple clothes vendors. Mm-hmm. Mainly, there was a lot more like toy and comic vendors.
And if you notice the toy and comic vendors, they're all way smaller this year. Like tiny areas.
Yeah, yeah, tinier areas. And it's very noticeable, and I want to know why.
Right. It could be raised prices, or it could just be the comic book industry is on the down right now, you know?
Maybe.
It could be like people are having hard times. Not just, you know, comic book stores, but card stores, all that kind of stuff might be on the decline. I mean, the economy is going up, but that doesn't necessarily mean they're going up as well. So, I mean, I feel like 2015 was a huge year, but it allowed for places like Wizard World to get very aggressive and lose a lot of money.
Yeah, Wizard World got overly aggressive, and I think they learned the lesson. I think they're going to pull back. I think that's their intention. I don't think they want to try that aggressive move again. They're going to wait quite some time before they try it.
And I wouldn't doubt if there was not a Sacramento Wizard World next year.
Oh, yeah, if there wasn't one?
Yeah.
Yeah, that wouldn't surprise me because, honestly, the Sacramento ones, they seem like they're very – because maybe because it's where they're located, there's not really much to do here in Sacramento other than, like, some nightlife a little bit here. But it's like – like, I mean, what are the people going to do? I mean, there's nice restaurants and stuff.
Yeah, if I'm Wizard World, I move it to San Francisco or Oakland.
Yeah, yeah. I wouldn't say Oakland, but
well, Oakland has a nice convention center. Like they can run it.
Oh
in,
yeah.
So,
definitely think San Francisco would be an ideal location for them. Maybe Santa Clara or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I definitely don't doubt that Sacramento doesn't have one next year for sure.
Right.
It seems pretty lackluster. It seemed like even the talent that they brought in, I mean, their biggest name was the Sebastian Stan guy who played Winter Soldier. Yep. I mean, it's a big name and all, but it's not as big as we're really used
Shatner's,
to.
Shatner's, I think, the biggest name, but
he's
there every year, and he's a dick.
He's a douchebag, dude. Yeah. Nobody gives a shit about Shatner. I'll shat on him.
Like, last year, it's like we had big names. In addition to big names, we had fan favorites from Flash and Arrow and things like that. Like, this year, we don't really have that, you know?
Yeah.
So, like, last year, we got to go to panels with, like,
Katie Cassidy
for sure from Arrow, and then
Kelly Fry
from who played Plastique in Flash, and so we got to go to those, and those were real fun,
and also,
even Danny Trejo was there, and like he's a huge name,
and Manu Bennett
was huge
from like Spartacus, right. And Arrow,
yeah,
of course,
Deathstroke. So yeah, last year was pretty big. Maybe they're not going this year because FanFest is coming up in August. And yeah, so I'm sure they'll all be there.
Oh, I know you're not going to care about because you never watched Dragon Ball Z, I'm sure, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or you might have catched a couple episodes here or there. But the voice of Frieza is there, which is pretty cool for us anime
fans.
Yeah,
I knew who that guy, the picture of Frieza was, but I wanted to call him Frieza or something.
Frieza?
Yeah.
Yeah, doesn't surprise me.
But
it's okay, forgive Christian.
But I could identify the person, and I've never watched Dragon Ball Z, so.
So it's okay, don't worry about it, guys.
It's all good. Overall, I mean, it was a fine day. It wasn't, I think next year we'll probably just go Saturday.
Yeah, I think it's a little excessive to go all 3 days. I mean, unless they expand the exhibit hall a little bit more.
Or if there's panels on Friday, you know?
Yeah, I think that's where they're making their mistake. They make all the panels on one day.
Right. Well, like this time it's like they have Haley Atwell is only going to be there on Sunday. So her panel's on Sunday. But so tomorrow the panels we're going to go to are Billy Boyd. He's going to talk about Lord of the Rings and his music and all this stuff. And that should be fun. That's 1:00 to 1:45. And then in the same room at 2:00 is Jewel State from Firefly.
Yep.
She's going to be talking about that. And then later on, 4:00 is Evan Peters from Apocalypse. He plays Quicksilver in the X-Men movies, and he will be talking about that. And then there's one more we might or may not go to, depending on timing and if we're tired or whatever, and that's a Marvel panel from Marvel from 1939 when it started all the way to now, and how it's expanded and all this other kind of stuff. And it could be interesting, but, you know, it'll depend on how tired we are at that point in the day.
Yeah, yeah. I'm looking forward to tomorrow, not only for the panels, but to see the great cosplayers, because I know Saturday is the biggest day, generally, for these.
Right.
It's usually the middle day is usually always going to be the busiest day for these conventions. So I'm expecting to get a lot of great pictures, meet a lot of great people. Hopefully we have a chance to advertise to some more people. Oh, yeah, fuck yeah, dude, free advertisement. Shit, yeah, dude, I'm down for that.
Should I wear my shirt again tomorrow?
No, I don't know, dude. You wore it today.
Yeah. But there'll be more people there tomorrow.
Yeah, true.
Or we can dress up tomorrow. Oh, God, that won't happen,
that,
probably.
Fuck that, dude. It's too hot, dude. I was sweating my ass off, dude, fucking just wearing regular jeans, dude.
Yeah.
And I was just
dude,
like,
it was really hot in there. Big Show was fucking sweating his ass off.
I know, dude. His, like, fucking t-shirt was, like, halfway soaked. I was like, dude, you're a big fella.
He's, like, a super soaker.
For real, man.
Yeah. So we obviously didn't cosplay because whatever.
Yeah.
But we want to.
We want to, guys. We just, I don't, I'm the kind of person that would never wear a cosplay when it's rushed.
That, and we don't want to be that uncomfortable, you know?
Well, I don't think it's that uncomfortable. I think it's just finding the right design that allows you to breathe just a little bit. You
right.
know what I mean?
Like what we have right now, we'd both be wearing masks. Yours would be way hotter than mine, but mine would still be very warm as well.
Yeah.
And my costume is like, I have to wear a shirt and pants and then put this big robe over it and then this other thing over my head and then this mask over my head.
Yeah, it's a lot of stuff to wear. So, unfortunately, we're not going to be cosplaying, but we'll be taking pictures with cosplayers. So, don't fret, guys. You can find all the pictures after this weekend because, you know, we'll probably be posting it around Sunday. All the pictures that we have on Twitter and Instagram. We'll try to do some Snapchat if we can.
Oh, yeah.
Time.
I always forget about Snapchat. I mean,
yeah. But you know what, guys? Dude, it's okay. Go follow us on all of them, man.
Right.
Don't be a dick.
Don't be a dick.
And follow us on all the social media and tell us all your friends about us because we're the best people in the world.
Yes.
True story.
Right. So you're going to hear some. Are we wrapping up for right now?
Yes.
You're going to hear some fun elevator music or like waiting room music.
Yes.
And then we're going to be back time traveled from tomorrow.
Yes.
To tell you about tomorrow.
Exactly.
But then it'll be today when we talk about it tomorrow.
Don't worry, guys. It's a whole lot of timey-wimey stuff, and it's going to happen.
So just sit back and enjoy the music. All right, time travel is real, guys.
It's a real thing.
Yeah. So we're back after day two of Comic-Con here. We're actually back after day three, but we didn't go to day three. So.
Yes.
We did adventurous things on day two.
Yes, we did. There was loads of stuff to do, people to see, cosplayers to take pictures with, merchandise to look at. I mean, what they had to offer, I guess. Panels. We went to some panels, guys.
Yeah, we took loads of pictures. You can see them all on our Facebook and Instagram and Twitter. They're all up there.
Yeah, yeah. There's like 50-plus photos, mainly on Instagram that I counted. And, you know, they're good little pictures. You know, I look fat as shit, but it's okay. You know, go check them out. Go drop us some likes. Leave some comments if you think that cosplayer looks good or if I look good. I mean, it's all good. I don't care.
Yeah, I've been, like, working out recently, but, like, not enough to be defined. So it looks like I have a big tumor on my arm all day. So.
At least it doesn't look like there's, like, a tumor growing from your stomach, though.
Well, maybe. Maybe. So we did take a lot of pictures, met a lot of cool people. Scott stopped a rushing Wonder Woman to take a picture. She ran away immediately after.
Yeah, no.
So,
I don't know what she was doing. Maybe she had to go pee or something.
Maybe.
Who knows?
But we did go to a couple of panels. We saw Billy Boyd, who plays Pippin in Lord of the Rings.
Correct.
And we saw Jewel State, who played Kaylee in Firefly.
Yes.
She was okay.
Yeah. So like, the thing about panels for me is like, I like people who are very energetic and funny.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't really get that vibe from her. I felt like, I mean, she's cool, she's down to earth or whatever, but it was pretty boring panel, to be honest with you.
Yeah, she kind of just let the moderator moderate and do whatever, and answered some questions, and it was like, all right, it was kind of interesting, but it wasn't anything special.
Yeah, it was definitely lackluster.
And this is because it followed up Billy Boyd, who told great sandwiches about the Earl of Sandwich. Did I say great sandwiches? He told great stories.
About this, the sandwich came to be made, and he told us about his 17th floor kiss, and I went up and then back down.
And made some jingles and made fun of
everything's great at Magpie.
Yeah, he was great. Full of energy. He was super nice. Gave fans some stuff. Like gave them like vinyl albums.
Yeah, which are very expensive from his brand new album. That is, of course. There was a lady that he had come and sing the little song that he sings in Lord of the Rings.
Yeah. It was great.
Yeah, dude. So. He even freaking bashed Trump, dude. He was a riot, dude.
Yeah, he was like, knowledge is free. He kept going around about like free stuff. And then he's like, this is a Q&A. Some people have questions. We don't always have the answers. This isn't Trump University.
This is Trump University.
He was great.
See, you're already learning more than you would at Trump University.
Yeah. And then, like, when the moderator's like, oh, we can only have time for, like, two more questions, he's like, speed round! And, like, I made everybody start asking questions hella fast. So everybody had a chance.
Yeah, and then our nephew, Nicholas, went up and asked, or didn't really even ask a question. He was just saying words and things.
Yeah.
And it was hilarious, dude, because, like, Billy Boy, he's such a nice guy that he's, like, playing along with it. And he's, like, seemed like, you know, he was just really animated and cool about the whole situation.
Well, because, like, our nephew was all, like, obsessed with sandwiches after he was talking about sandwiches. And he kept saying cheese sandwich. And then Ashley brought him up there, my sister, and was, like, holding him. And he's like, cheese sandwich, driving car wizard thing and whatever. And Billy Boy's like, what? Can someone help me understand or whatever? And then, like, he's like, what about you holding him? Can you explain this? And, like, she's just like a fucking retard.
Yeah, then, dude, it was, like, funny. It's like, she, like, froze up or something. She's like,
and then like, and then, like, Nicholas kept trying to talk into the mic and say random things. And Billy Boy's like, oh, that's brilliant, ain't it?
And he's like, whoa, that's brilliant. It's like.
Yeah.
Guys, hilarious. It was by far the best experience that we experienced at Comic-Con this year.
So add that to the list, like, must-see people at Wizard Worlds or any Comic-Cons doing panels. Manu Bennett and Billy Boyd are must-sees.
Must-sees.
So, yeah, for sure. That was such a good time. I got, like, a small video of him telling the sandwich story, so I'll post that later for you guys.
Yes. Oh, man. So they had this smoothie/coffee stand, right? And it was delicious, guys.
Yeah.
I wish I remembered the name of, like, their business.
It was like Kona something.
Or like Maui Kona. I don't know, dude. It was something. Maybe they might have, like, them under, like, a vendor list under the Comic-Con Sacramento thing. Look for them. They're, like, some sort of Hawaiian name that's, like, sells coffee and smoothies. And, oh, dude, they were so freaking good. Just thought I'd share that with you guys. But to be honest, I feel like there's so much to complain about. Like, I'm super glad I got to go, of course, but I felt like overall the vendors were pretty non-existent. There was like this, I was like, what the fuck is up with this, like, huge area that takes up, like, at least, like, almost a quarter of the exhibit room is, like, a game setup where they have, like, computers and, like, monitors and, like, just, like, PlayStations and stuff like that, playing fighting games, Naruto, Street Fighter, etc. And then they have, like, this, like, little alley where it's, like an art thingy, and I was just like, what the fuck is this, dude?
Yeah.
I'm, like, looking around, I'm like, there's, like, barely any vendors, and like, even was, like, more shocking, there was barely any artists there either, dude. Like, I hella just thought about that before we started podcasting, because I'm, like, writing notes, I'm, like, putting, like, no, not very many vendors were there to sell merchandise.
Yeah.
And then I was like, dude, there was, like, maybe, like, a subsection row of artists there.
There were, like, at most, like, 15 artists there.
Yeah, and that's not many, dude. There's usually so much.
Yeah, and on top of all of that, it's, like, usually it's jam-packed with, like, vendors. Like, this year compared to last year, was like it got you kind of interested in like wanting to like be happy to like, you know, it made you want to like feel like you wanted to be there and like invest in the company and feel like they're doing great things. And this year was like the opposite. So I'm going to be curious to see if Wizardworld does well this year at all. No. Because it's like, I don't know if they're making any money off this gaming thing, if like those people are paying to put that there, or if it's just through Wizardworld. Like, yeah. But they're not making any money off of all that space. If that's the case, then that's a really bad business move.
Yeah, no, I totally agree, because it's just, well, not only that, dude, it's just taking up so much room. So you think about this. Oh, and then there's like a little, like a pretty long thing for like a tattoo artist and stuff. That's pretty normal though.
Yeah.
You can see why they would put that there. It's fine. But it's like, why would you put the, you're not making any money off that stuff. Why would you put that there? Like, you could definitely earn way more money off of the price you have to charge a vendor to set up a booth there compared to something else. And I don't know, the vendors add the better experience for me, at least.
Right.
Another noteworthy thing is like the actor list, very lackluster. It's like, unless if like you're so into Lord of the Rings, it's like, you know, like, yeah, you don't know who the hell Billy Boyd is, dude. And I already forgot her name. The other panel we went to,
Jewel
is like,
State.
Unless you like really into Firefly, which there's a big like, following
well,
and stuff.
Well, for her, it's like Fringe fans, like Stargate fans and things like that, yeah. Which is like, those people know. Probably don't go to conventions anyway. And then, I mean, the biggest names there were William Shatner and Sebastian Stan.
I hate Shatner,
but
dude.
People, even people don't really know who Sebastian Stan is.
Yeah.
Shatner's an asshole.
like, I think like it's pretty an awkward moment when Evan Peters is literally your biggest name, I feel like.
Yeah, he almost is.
That was like their biggest name there, and like
I was surprised how many people were wearing like VIPs for him.
Well, I think a lot of people, I personally loved his character, and
yeah,
a lot of people did.
Yeah.
So I mean, it's understandable, but I just feel weird about it. And it is noteworthy to mention, you know, Denver did have their Comic-Con this weekend as well.
Right.
So they may have pulled more artists, I mean, more actors, more talent
right.
than Sacramento could have. I mean, it just kind of depends on, because I actually just found out, like, these actors and stuff, like, their agents and things, like, take care of, like, their Comic-Con
right.
circuits as well. I didn't even know that. I thought
right.
they were the ones dealing with that. I didn't think about that. And I was like, maybe they probably figured more people would be at the Denver one, so.
Yeah, make more money off of that.
You know, I'm pretty sure. I'd be interested to know which actors were at Denver.
It's interesting to think about competing cons like that. Like, it's not something that really comes to mind, you know?
I agree. And another thing is like, you didn't really hear about, there was like no kind of booth or anything for any famous cosplayers. Like there was known cosplayers
there.
I
think there was like, yeah. There wasn't like Yaya Han or whatever.
Yeah, or Ivy Kitty Doom or whatever her name is.
Jessica Negri.
Yeah.
Or whatever, like, but all those famous ones.
And Ivy Kitty Doom is like, that's how I found out Denver had one this weekend as well, because she was posting pictures from it. She's like, oh, me at Denver Comic-Con this weekend. And I was like, oh, okay, maybe that's why the actors weren't there, the famous cosplayers aren't there, because they're in Denver.
Notable, though, that cosplayer who goes to a lot of cons, who has a Doctor Who TARDIS box and everything, and he plays, like, the 10th Doctor all the time, he liked a bunch of our pictures on Instagram.
Sick.
So...
That, oh yeah, the guy that always has the big TARDIS boot thing, he wasn't there this weekend.
Yeah, I don't think he was there at all.
Yeah, dude,
wait,
that's
wait, I think
so
he was. Surprised. He was cosplay as someone else though.
Was he really?
Yeah,
oh,
I think,
wow.
I'm pretty sure.
Okay. Well, I guess we'll have to find that out. Pretty good update on our cosplay front. Me and Christian.
Yeah.
Well, Christian is pretty much done. I have a little while to go. We're going to be cosplaying as wizards from Hogwarts, the Harry Potter series.
Not specific ones, just...
No, not specific ones. I'm going to be just a wizard from the Gryffindor house, and he's going to be one from the Ravenclaw house.
Yeah.
And his is pretty much... I have quite a bit of stuff to get, but I'll be working on that. And that, I feel like that was, like, the only merchandise that, like, was really worthwhile getting.
Mm-hmm.
I was, like, really looking at just things I can use to cosplay, and... That's a big thing for me, because it's like, now this is my second Wizard World, like my fourth Comic-Con, and like I've been to like three like SAC animes or whatever, and
mm-hmm.
I find it interesting that these conventions don't host vendors that sell cosplay items. Like, they have, like, the sword vendors or whatever.
Right.
And they have, like, a couple masks here and there. But those are the only real vendors that have real cosplay items other than, like, the Harry Potter right. vendor we found. But I find that interesting. Most of them are, like, art, comic books. I mean, understandable you have those. But even last year, it's like you look around and they didn't really have like a bunch of booths with like cosplaying accessories and outfits and, you know.
Yeah. Psych Anime usually has like the anime kind of cosplay stuff. You know, they'll have like Naruto like cosplays and masks and whatever and Bleach and all that stuff. This year was really weird. There was like, I understand the coffee thing, like, but there was like a weird like soda shop vendor, like an Old West soda shop vendor. There was a meat vendor, like they made room for like Good Day, like, well, not Good Day, but like different like local kind of shops or local like Sacramento businesses, like,
yeah, like sell. Blood donors. Like, what a terrible idea, by the way. Well, yeah, give some blood and walk around for like 5 hours, dude. Good idea.
Yeah, and like the River Cats people were there, and then like I forgot what it was called, but it was like a fan cave thing. They're selling like Bay Area sports team apparel.
Yeah,
and
like,
so like, why would you buy that?
Like
from
a booth that was like literally devoted to getting out information about local geek cosplay events.
Right.
Which, okay,
I feel like that's fine. But, like, why not, like, have actual cosplayers from those places there?
Exactly. Like, it was literally just a booth taking up space, and they were just basically handing out flyers. They could have done that for free.
Right.
They could have literally been walking around handing out flyers.
They could have
just
been outside the venue while people walked in and handed them flyers.
Yeah, exactly. They didn't have to pay for a booth. That was so dumb, in my opinion. Dude, there was like this, like the main comic seller there, dude, like super overcharging for shit, dude.
Yeah, a
like,
lot of places were overcharging.
Like,
but like
Rebirth, like titles, like tie-ins, like $15, dude. I'm like,
some of them, like, I think are up there, but like so much.
No, dude, every single one of their titles were like that.
But it's like, so you have this whole gaming center, and then like on the far end wall over there, it's like you have radio station, and then it's, like, whatever kind of bullshit, like, the big truck thing, and then you have, like, an actual, like, cosplay kind of place, like, pretend guns and swords and all that stuff, and then it's, like, wasteful space with the cosplay the cosplay group thing, and then, like that, the rest of that area was all wasted space, and then there's tabletops for, like, gaming and painting and shit. It's, like, so much wasted space, and you're not making money.
And, yeah, not to mention, there was two sides of the room that had two big semi-trailers
right.
advertising Comic-Con stuff. And I was like, this is so stupid. Why would you have these here?
Right.
Two of them that could have easily fit four booths each.
Right.
You know what I mean? And then there's this huge empty space where there was nothing, dude. I was like, what? Why is there nothing here? Like, it doesn't even make sense. I don't know, dude. Like, is this the effect of them losing so much money? Maybe they had to raise their prices on booth rentals and
less people came.
Yeah,
whatever.
Just not enough people were able to afford it.
Maybe that's why they had to reach out to local things like radio station stuff, because they weren't there last year. Like,
yeah, like 98 Rock and shit. Yeah. They've never been to that.
Right.
And I know for sure, like Rob, anybody, Don would never be there.
Right.
Because you know that they're like advocates of people who cosplay and stuff for immature and stupid and stuff. I don't agree with that crap. But. Yeah. I'm not going to slander them because I still watch them and whatever, but
Yeah, I mean, it's whatever. But yeah, it is. I mean, it was interesting to see and whatever, but there's so much wasted space and so much wasted everything, I feel like, at this con. Like, literally, we saw everything that was there on Friday.
Yeah.
And the only reason to go Saturday was to actually just buy stuff and watch the panels and then fuck off and go home.
Yeah, and pretty much just take a bunch of pictures, you know.
Yeah, spent like the first 2.5-3 hours just taking pictures, and then
I was
hunting
people down. Dude. Yeah, I was going in. Dude.
We straight followed like an Iron Fist through like two aisles to like get him. We kept going, damn Daniel,
Daniel. You would think that the guy freaking cosplaying as him would understand, and it's like, dude, do you even know this guy's real name? Yeah.
It was funny because like our little nephew like kept going up to cosplayers like, I take pictures with you.
Yeah, dude. So
and like
funny.
That was awesome. But like there were some good cosplays. Like the Spider-Man 2099 was
dude,
great.
Yeah, there were so many good costumes this time around. Which I wrote down. my top five, and they could be in groups. What were your top five cosplays?
I like the Spider-Man 2099 one, and the Predator guy was pretty dope.
Yeah, I see them. That person there, like every convention we go to, though.
Yeah, the Predator. I mean, sorry, the Galactus Thanos one.
Yeah, that was pretty sick.
That was sick. The X-Men were great.
Yep.
And then like the different like the Red Hood guy was really cool.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's five or not, but I can't really think of all the others.
So I have like three groups and then two single ones that like stood out to me. So the Batman, Robin, and Jay Garrick, because they were all traveling together. Which the Batman and the Robin are both on our Instagram. I don't remember the Robin's name though.
Me neither.
But the Batman is Big Trent 10 or something like that. Yeah. Something Trent. I don't know his name.
Just look up Big Trent on Instagram. Yeah. You'll find him.
The X-Men crew that like Phoenix had Wolverine,
X-23, Cyclops.
Yeah.
Yeah, they had the whole crew. Nightcrawler, that one was.
Yeah, Star-Lord and Groot, because I think, like, the Groot was, like, really well done.
Yeah, the other one was, like, kind of lackluster, like the papier-mâché one or whatever.
Yeah, I was like, oh, that was kind of garbage, but good attempt.
Yeah.
Colossus.
Dude, he was sick, that was awesome.
Oh, wow. That's, like, probably one of my favorite ones.
Yeah.
And then the guy that we were chasing down that were like, damn, Daniel, not him, but the girl he was with, like, her Batgirl was super fucking sick, dude. I was like, wow, dude. Well done.
And an honorable mention to the not cosplayed lady in the Wonder Woman shirt from Friday that Scott really liked.
There's two honorable mentions. Yes. It's like a half kind of cosplay. She had like a dress, like the Wonder Woman symbol, and she had like a cape or whatever. I mean, it sounds sexist or whatever, but she was so hot. And then there was like a... Star Wars, the chick.
Oh, Rey?
No, dude. Oh. No, it's not the actual, like, the chick as, Boba Fett. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Remember, like, I was helping, yeah. She was like.
You chased her down for sure.
Yeah, she was like Pacific Islander of some sort, and she was like super pretty, and, oh, man. She like, I don't know, like, she was like wearing like she like painted her leggings or something because like I don't know, like they were like, she had like a really good outfit though. She sure did.
Yeah.
Two honorable mentions, they were great. I don't know who else.
Yeah
the 2099 was pretty sick, not gonna lie. But yeah
we got like pictures with like stormtroopers, with Riddlers. You got a picture with Rogue. We got pictures with Hobgoblin, Mario and Luigi, that random Donatello. Dude, he was with the Batman that we couldn't get a picture with because he was taking his gear off, but he was so sick. It was awesome. Ant-Man was great. Kylo Ren was there. There was like a Ben Reilly Spider-Man, Scarlet Spider. That was all right.
What do you think the most cosplay character was this time around?
Joker.
No.
And Rey.
Rey for sure.
Yeah. It was an absurd amount of people.
I seen about like 15 five Jokers maybe, and then about like 15 Rays, dude. So many.
I saw a lot of Jokers, like a lot of Jokers, Harleys, and then a whole bunch of Rays.
I honestly think the most cosplayed would first place Ray, and then Spider-Man, then Joker.
But there was also quite a bit of people like cosplaying Kaylee from Firefly because she was like there. So.
I didn't even notice. Like, maybe I didn't notice. I don't know.
Like seven people like cosplayed as her. So
yeah, maybe.
There was like some like two or three Daredevils, like a whole bunch of Spider-Mans as always. Like that's
pretty
usual.
Two Iron Fist. Mm-hmm. Just random assortments and stuff. There was a lot of people. Like I seen like a pretty cool Mega Man one.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a lot.
Like the Mandalorian, like the three Boba Fett kind of looking dudes. They were really dope.
Yeah, they were pretty sick. So. If you guys do want to see all the different pictures we got, definitely go follow us on Instagram, Twitter. Mm-hmm. Go like our Facebook page and follow us on Snapchat.
Yeah,
and we don't have anything on Snapchat, but
yeah, if you
just
find,
do it.
If you find yourself in any of those pictures, feel free to tag yourself or your friends if you notice some.
Yeah, follow us and we'll follow you back, of course.
For sure.
So, what would you rate your experience there this year? Just letter grades.
I think I'd give it like a solid B. Like, I thought it was a fine experience. It wasn't like it doesn't make me excited for next year. Like, I think Billy Boyd stole the show, and I think that I know we'll go next year, but we'll probably only go one day on Saturday.
Yeah, we'll probably only go one day, and we'll probably go by ourselves this time because we did go with family and stuff, right. And our little nephew did get pretty tired out pretty fast.
Yeah.
So we weren't even able to stay for all the panels we wanted to. So.
Yeah, we got there at like 10, and he was done by like 11:30.
Yeah, I know. It's hard to keep the children's interest and stuff, but, I mean, if you guys are a parent, I wouldn't really, like, it's nothing against kids or anything. I just wouldn't recommend bringing them there for that exact reason. I mean, if you have like a full day planned where you want to go to all these panels and stuff, they're just not going to sit through it.
Unless they're like little enough to like be in a stroller or whatever and you can push them around, like that's fine. But if they're like toddlers, like between the ages of like 3 and 5, like it's going to be tiresome carrying them and like, whatever, trying to take care of them, and they always want to talk.
Yeah, definitely good luck with that. My grading would be a C+. You know, there's just enough like things there to, you know, it was a good time, don't get me wrong. I got a lot of great pictures, and Billy Boyd was freaking phenomenal, and he was amazing, great storyteller, funny guy. You know, definitely, I don't know, like, I wouldn't say I'm over the top excited or whatever. I'm like optimistic, I guess, about next year, really.
Yeah.
We'll just have to wait and see. Definitely make some adjustments and stuff to how we kind of go about going to these. Maybe only go one day instead of all three. Like, there's really no point.
Right.
Like, unless if, like, you have morning to, like, close, like, open to close, full of panels, like, you can look at everything in the exhibit hall. You can. And within an hour.
Oh, yeah. So, like, the other thing to consider is, like, it's $80 for a three-day thing plus, like, the processing fee, so, like, $85, then plus about $20-something dollars a day for parking, so just say $65 for the full weekend plus gas. You end up spending almost $200 alone on a three-day pass for one person. So,
and not to mention if you're out of town, you're probably going to get a hotel downtown, which is not cheap.
There's all that to consider as well. Where one day is one day. So we did kind of go on a budget, but even so, like, I did take out some money to buy stuff, and there wasn't a whole lot even that seemed that interesting.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes there is, and, like, this time there really wasn't. Like, the first year I went, there was, like, this cool booth, which is where I got my Malcolm Reynolds gun. Rest in peace. but if we hadn't gone on kind of a budget, do you think it would have been more exciting, or does it just not matter? Like this time around,
I just didn't think it mattered because there really wasn't anything that really stood out to me like that. You know what I mean?
I mean, there was cool art. Like, there was some cool art, but it's my room is covered in art. And like, my closet's covered in clothes, and it's like I don't need more clothes and more merch like that. Like, I have so much stuff already.
Yeah, and that's something that really stood out. There was really no clothing items I wanted.
Right. Well, there was like this one guy who was doing like weird like 3D print kind of textures.
Yeah, it's like popped out textures.
But
and
like,
stuff.
I mean, that might be cool to some people. I feel like those get really hot.
Yeah, hot and heavy for sure.
Yeah, but I mean, honestly, like, there wasn't a whole lot. Like, I don't know if these vendors made a lot of money this weekend, honestly. Like,
yeah, probably not.
If I wouldn't have bought my nephew like 6 little Lego guys, I would have spent even like $20 less and stuff. So
yeah.
But we do have our cosplays kind of set up for the next run of cons that we might go to. So that'll be fun.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's our convention stuff. We're going to move into some news. So if you guys are interested in that, stick around. But you have anything else to finish up on the con or anything?
Nope.
Alrighty, let's get into it. So, first of all, we have a very sad piece of news. I don't even know what my news is, but whatever. An actor named Anton Yelchin died at the age of 27 in a car accident, like, by his house. He played Ensign Chekov in the newer Star Trek movies.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought he was a great actor. I don't know a lot of his stuff, but it's just sad to hear, you know?
So, yeah.
From
like, cause I was kind of talking to your mom about it, earlier today. And from what the news reported, like, he was run over by his own car in his own driveway. Wow. Like, apparently, like, the... I don't understand it, though, because, like, maybe I need to go research it myself. Because she was saying that, like, he was at the end of his driveway and his car, like, ran him over. But it's like, if he was at the end of his driveway, how did his car become in neutral? It's very awkward. I guess something that's, like, kind of hearsay news a little bit. But if anybody knows, like, more detail on it, I mean, you can always hit us up on our website.
So, based on what the TMZ report says in this, is that he was killed in a freak accident outside his home that caused his body to be pinned against a security gate.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, very unfortunately, definitely sad news. It just seems like 2016, man. It's just a rough year.
Yeah. Anything can happen at any time. So, yeah. Rest in peace, Anton.
Yes, sir. So, on a little bit more upbeat news, sorry about the downer, but definitely we have to cover that unfortunate news. The CW announces fall premiere dates. So, The Flash will premiere on Tuesday, October 4th at 8 p.m. Arrow, Wednesday, October 5th at 8 p.m. Legends of Tomorrow, Thursday, October 6th at 8 p.m. And Supergirl making its CW premiere on Monday, October 10th at 8 p.m.
Yep.
So basically, Supergirl starts the week after.
Right.
And I'm sure there's going to be some sort of buildup within those episodes that contain information about that. So definitely don't watch Supergirl before you watch the other shows, for sure.
Probably a smart suggestion. So can't wait for that. In addition to that, adding on, Arrow Season 5 has added Josh Segarra as the DC Comics anti-hero Vigilante. So this guy, Rick Gonzalez, Josh Segura, I'm all over the place. He, was in Chicago PD. So here's the thing, guys. Vigilante was created by Marv Wolfman and George Perez. He made his comics debut in 1983's New Teen Titans Annual number 2. Adrian Chase is his real name. He's a New York City district attorney. He was driven to become the masked anti-hero after his family was killed by crime lords. Although he initially had plans to use non-lethal force to keep crime in check, his mental health began to deteriorate over the years, and feeling responsible for the death of a police officer, he began to take on a significantly more violent persona. We can certainly see how he and Oliver Queen have more than a little in common.
Yes. I think it's pretty good. Good to know, like, they're going to maybe stick with going away from superpowers a little bit in Arrow, which is great because that's where they honestly kind of seen the most success. But, you know, this whole mystical thing, I really hope they just kind of get away from it.
I think maybe he'll take over, like, the district attorney role from Laurel.
Yeah.
And then he'll, like, become, like, a rival for Oliver. Like, Oliver will probably, like, as a Green Arrow, will probably view him as, like, a bad guy because he's probably going to be doing, like, a similar thing. But, like, also killing people. So it's going to be, like, Green Arrow versus his alter old ego or whatever. So.
Yeah. I also hope they keep, like, their backstory similar.
Yeah, me too.
Also, Rick Gonzalez will be playing DC's comic Vigilante Wild Hog. The small-screen DC comic multiverse continues to expand today on the heels of a report that sees Minority Report Nick Zano joining DC's Legends of Tomorrow. EW brings word that Rick Gonzalez is joining the cast of CW's Arrow Season 5. What's more, he'll be playing a role that sounds, that should be familiar to long comic book readers, the vigilante known as Wild Dog. Created by Max Allen Collins and Terry Beattie. Wild Dog made his debut in the first issue of, Eponymous. Jesus, man. Why are they putting all these big fucking words in here? I don't like it. Their miniseries in 1987. In it, a young man named Jack Wheeler takes on the Wild Hog identity as a means of fighting back after he loses friends to a terrorist bombing and his girlfriend to Chicago mob. Although Wheeler himself doesn't have any superpowers, he carries a submachine gun and a pair of electric gloves that he uses to shock his enemies, Following his miniseries debut, Wildhog becomes a backup character in Action Comics. According to the original report, Rick Gonzalez takes on Wildhog and will see the reckless and cocksure vigilante become a protege of sorts to Stephen Amell's Oliver Queen.
Yes, you kept saying Wildhog.
Did I?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a movie. Wild Dog. Sorry, guys. I guess it's, I don't know. It's, I just know the movie, so I don't know why. Sorry. He's going to be playing Wild Dog.
Woof.
Woof.
Yeah. So sick that one. should be interesting. Yes. He's probably going to be killing people with his submachine gun.
Sick one.
Yeah. Anyway, moving on. Do we have anything else to say about that? Are we interested in anyone else?
No.
So, yeah. Nick Zano has joined the cast of Legends of Tomorrow as Dr. Nate Haywood. We know who that is, right?
Sick one.
Yeah. So, he's going to be the third Commander Steel in the Justice Society of America, originally debuted in 1940's All-Star Comics number 3 as a precursor to the Justice League. We all know that. So the invulnerable cast, Commander Steel, didn't make his first appearance until 1978's Steel, the Indestructible Man number 1. The comic book version of Nate Haywood then debuted in 2007's JSA number 1. Taking up his grandfather's legacy, it is quite likely we'll see Nick Zano's version follow suit.
Sick one. I do have some background information on this character, because not likely that everybody knows who it is. So kind of how he got his powers. So while attending a Haywood family reunion, he is attacked by Fourth Reich, a team of metahuman neo-Nazis ordered by Vandal Savage to wipe out the bloodlines of Golden Age heroes. Despite their efforts, they fail to completely destroy the Haywards' bloodline, as both Nathan and a few children manage to survive. Both Nathan's brother and mother are turned to metal statues by the villains. Nathan jams his crutch into Rich Mark's mouth, causing him to spit liquid metal blood onto Nathan. Hawkman apparently shows up at some point and takes him to Dr. Midnight, who notes that the metal is beginning to absorb by Nathan's skin. Later, it is revealed that the metal is going out of where Nathan's amputated leg once was, forming a metallic bone, muscles, and flesh. Walking in the hospital room, Nathan is shown to have a superhuman strength. Dr. Midnight informs Nathan that he is now a being of living steel due to the unknown reaction to the Rich Mark's blood. So that's pretty much. So, in case you didn't really gather his powers, he has an organic steel physiology, superhuman strength, and superhuman durability. Sick one.
Dope.
Yeah, it seems maybe, I don't know, like, I don't know how they're exactly going to introduce. Maybe they might skip over his story. They might just kind of go into a little kind of backstory, just kind of telling it.
I definitely don't think they'll include his backstory that much.
Well, yeah, it's going to be kind of hard because seeing as part of his backstory would include Vandal Savage, that's no longer possible because he is dead.
Right. So, interesting enough.
Yes. All right, I'm just going to combine. Oh, never mind. All right. Martin Starr and Logan Marshall Green join Spider-Man's Homecoming. Awesome. Sweet.
Yeah.
They obviously don't tell us the fucking role because Spider-Man Homecoming fucking hates us.
Yeah. They don't really tell us roles. Anyway, in extension of that, Donald Glover has been linked to joining the movie as well in a mystery role. But I have some ideas about who he could be.
I'm just saying, fuck off.
Are you? So, Donald Glover, if you guys didn't know, was the inspiration for Miles Morales. Miles Morales was based off of his appearance.
Yes.
So, he could be Miles. I highly doubt it. I really do highly doubt that he'd be Miles. Correct. In this movie. My prediction would be a Hobgoblin.
Maybe.
Or even like Mysterio or just somebody at his school, maybe a teacher or something.
Yes.
We don't know how big or small the role will be, but those are my predictions. You have any predictions?
No, I think Miles makes sense the most. Well, just because Donald Glover has like long been linked with the character.
Right.
Everybody wants Donald Glover to be Miles Morales. I mean,
everybody.
I mean, so it wouldn't surprise me. And Donald Glover's always said that he would love to play Miles Morales as Spider-Man. So
yeah.
All right, guys. So Superman actor cast for Supergirl on the CW. They hire on Tyler Hoechlin. I don't know how to say that. I promised everyone that I would riot if they did not bring Tom Mullings back. And I am a man of my word. So, CW, here I come.
You're gonna start a very angry letter writing campaign?
No, I'm gonna walk on foot to Vancouver where they shoot all of their fucking shows.
And because you're gonna kill the actor? And be like, oh, I guess Tom Mullings is your only option now.
And then, in my master plan, I'll have Tom Willings in my trunk.
Okay.
Ready to dump on their doorstep. So when I take out Tom, I mean Tyler, they'll be like, what are we gonna do? And then they'll just see a tied up Tom.
What are
Willings.
You gonna do? Are you gonna like kill Tyler? Are you gonna shoot his kneecaps
out? No, dude,
just
I would
make sure he can't walk. Like disable him permanently.
Don't worry about the details.
Alright.
But I'm going to start a riot.
Okay.
Everybody should join me because Tom Welling is the only man for the job and CW has made a mistake.
All right.
I think this is falsely reported news. Let's just go with that.
All right.
I'm so upset. The sad thing is I like the actor because I have watched Teen Wolf and, you know, seeing him, like how he started from Teen Wolf and growth, I've never seen him in anything else, but he was really good in Teen Wolf. I think he has the potential to play Superman, but he will never be what Tom Welling ever became. I don't even think he'll become. He will never be good as Superman, to be honest with you. Like,
what do you say to the people that argue that Tom Welling was never Superman until the last episode?
All right, dude, I will fucking end you, dude. I'm not even fuck you, dude. Oh yeah, dude. Oh yeah, dude. Fucking oh, dude. He was never fucking Superman, dude. He was fucking Clark Kent. Oh, really, dude? Look at your fucking history because fucking Clark Kent is Superman. Fuck off. It's bullshit, dude. It's bullshit. I'm so fucking angry about this, dude. Why? Why, dude? Why would they fucking do this, man? No. They don't even look like they could possibly be related. Like, Ty looks like he might be like Native American or Mexican or something. And then like fucking Kara's like, oh, I'm just a little white girl, dude. Fucking blonde hair and everything, or like dirty blonde hair. Suck a dick, dude. Like, honestly, CW, you have fucked me over. This is the first move I completely hate that they fucking done.
Here's
man.
The thing. Superman's gonna show up and start making out with Jimmy Olsen.
Probably.
Yes.
Probably.
And Tom Welling was like, I'm not gonna do that. And they're like, well, fuck off.
It's bullshit, dude. Let me tell you, this is bullshit, dude. And more people should be outraged by this because Tom Welling should be the president of the United States.
What? All right. You forgot to tell him that Andrew Kreisberg said that him and Greg Berlanti wanted to work with this guy for a long time.
Oh, really, dude? Oh, yeah, dude, because I give a fuck what that jackass says.
Yeah, all right. Are you done writing yet?
I'm done podcasting. Oh. I'm done with this.
All right. Well,
I'm leaving.
That's good, because that was our last piece of news.
I'm done. I quit.
So,
Tom Welling for president, 2016. Write it in.
All right. Well, I guess that's all we have for you guys this week. Follow
you know
us.
Who his vice president could be?
No.
I'm asking you.
No, I don't.
Me neither, because, you know, people never write
him in. Nobody else is qualified. He could do both jobs.
He could do both, dude. It's okay. Don't worry.
Oh, I know
it.
Who. Bernie Sanders.
Bernie Sanders would be his VP. This is the most magical combination I've ever heard in my life.
All right.
Well, because we always see it works out because we always know the VPs are never assassinated. It's always like the presidents that are assassinated. So we know that Bernie Sanders won't be assassinated this time. He might, you know, lose his life, you know, due to natural causes because he's a million, you know, but
he's prehistoric.
He's prehistoric at this point in his life. I'm pretty sure he is the oldest man in the world.
Yeah. Anyway, so follow
Tom Holland for president.
Follow
2016. Write in your ballot. Make it happen.
NerdyBoysReviews.com. At NerdyBoysReviews. Follow us. Whatever. That's all we have for you.
You
guys.
Know what else I have for you? It's Tom Holland 2016, president of the United States of America. In CW.
What if he's
I'm
not
coming for you.
What if he's not American? Maybe he's Canadian.
I don't know. He probably is because Canadians have all the beautiful people in the world.
Okay.
You know? And that's just how it works out. Okay?
Yeah. All right. Are you done now?
One last thing, guys. Are you with me?
I'm with
you. Are you with me? Are you really with me?
I'm here.
Are you ready to riot with me?
No.
You're dead to me. All right. That's all we have for you guys. Make sure you guys are always going to follow us on social media, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and Snapchat. Make sure you guys go check out our website, designed by Christian himself. Pretty sick one, if you ask me. www.nerdyboysreviews.com. Make it happen.
Yeah. So that's everything. I'm Nerdy Boy Christian.
And I'm Tom Welling for president.
And as always, stay nerdy, boys.
And vote for Tom.